morning.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm Jim Henson's mother.
How are you, honey?
Good.
Oh, my honey, let me tell you something here. I'm sure it's better now. What you need, honey?
Please sign up for the sideshow.
What you want?
It's only $5 goddamn.
What's that?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how to put it, though.
Honey, you ain't got to try too hard with me. I'll just tell you what, get on top, girl. Oh, you ain't got to try too hard with CB.
Okay.
Get on, honey. I don't want to be nasty here. You see that number you just called here?
Yeah.
Call it again at the end of the show.
Oh.
Maybe we can do some things.
I don't want to do that.
I just want to help you, honey. Don't you think nasty now. Listen here.
What?
I got to go. But I tell you what, call the show. I will more than happy to talk to you again.
Hey, that's great. All right.
Mm-hmm. Honey, enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
You sound so sweet. I love you, honey. Touch yourself for me tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go. I got to go.
Don't let my baby go hungry on the street.
Okay.
Sign up now.
I will do that.
Superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 goddamn.
What you want to do is get the hell off my phone. Don't call here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watched the show before, you know that there's some fools calling here. Wasting time.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, October 25th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, cat turds, murder at the ear salon, and cheering for your rapist. All of this with your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of programs. Got a great show for you, and to start things off, I received a voicemail from a DV listener. He actually emailed me as well. He says, "Hey Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida, and I think I called you just this past Friday while I was vomiting in my toilet. I think around 10 p.m. or so. The reason for my confusion is, when I woke up several hours later, my right arm and phone were both still in the toilet, and my last memory was, shit, Tim is going to want to hear this. Then I stumbled off to the bathroom." And then he gave his phone number so I could look up his voicemail call. So here we go. I happened to find it. Let's listen to a drunk Sid puking.
"Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Our most fucked up state.
And I just wanted to share this puke for you.
Aww.
I drank way too much. And here we go.
So the puke isn't going to come naturally. He's got to sort of make himself puke.
Fast forward.
What is he saying? He can't puke. This is almost better than actual puking. This is the struggle.
Here's the money shot.
Oh, the money shot. Oh, a little bit came out. Come on! Jeff Love Patrick. Oh, there we go. A little puke. Kind of disappointing, actually. It's all he could muster up.
Well, that's about all I've got.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sid. Moving on. Guess who is back with a new song? Yes, Tonetta has returned. This time, he's singing Oriental Garden. He's wearing a mask, a blonde wig, and I don't even know what's on his body. All I know is there are holes for his nipples to poke through. It's fantastic. Oriental Garden. I'm your home for the hits. Distorted View Radio.
When you come to Hong Kong, you come see me. Come see me. Come see me. To the Oriental Garden, I give it kissy. Kissy, kissy, kissy.
My new favorite song already.
Kissy, 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 kissy. When you come to Hong Kong, you look me up. I sushi, sushi, yum, yum, yeah. When you see me in Asia,
sushi, sushi, yum, yum, yum.
You get big and huge.
Holy
and
fuck.
I sucky, 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 sucky. Sucky, 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 sucky. Please come to Hong Kong. Ask for sushi, yum, yum. I fulfill your every dream. I licky, 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 licky cream. Licky, licky, licky. When you come to Hong Kong, you come see me. You come see me. You come see me. To the Oriental Garden, I give a kissy. Kissy, kissy, kissy for you.
I can't stop listening! Now he's slapping his ass. Oh, he's wearing a thong. You can see his ass cheeks.
Come to Hong Kong, you look me up. I sushi, sushi, yum, yum,
okay.
Yeah. When you see me naked, you get big, then huge, then I sucky, 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 sucky.
I love it. I've got to put a link on the show notes to this one so you can check it out. New from Tanetta, Oriental Garden. Moving on, have you guys ever heard of figging? Figging is... You learn something new every day on Distorted View, whether you want to or not. Yes, figging is where you insert a piece of ginger root into your anus. It's not a widely practiced fetish. Yes, apparently it produces an intense burning sensation in your asshole. Asshole. Why have I never heard of figging before? All right, so I've got a video here. Take a listen.
Oh, you little asshole.
I do.
Say it.
I do. I love
Say it with
asshole.
Fucking conviction.
I have a hungry asshole. I have a hungry asshole.
You look like you
need I have a hungry asshole. Please.
I'm guessing she's the one that's going to have ginger root stuck in her ass. The one who's screaming, I've got a hungry asshole! I've got a hungry ass!
On my first shoot here with King, I guess famous words were recorded when I said, I really can only come from taking in the ass.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what you wish for there, honey.
Everyone felt the need to stick as many things as they could. And try it out. So the whole premise of the shoot was just basically your everyday sort of girl dominatrix. I was being the sub, and Lokai wanted to include a ginger root, or it's called figging, and it's the act of putting a shaved fig into the ass.
Oh God, I hope we get to see this, and she screams.
It creates a burning sensation around the sphincter and like a cooling sensation at the same time.
The
so I guess that's
it.
The draw towards it.
Here we go.
Good. Good. What? What? What are you feeling?
It burns a little.
It burns a little?
My dom sticks the fig up my ass. And at first we're having a lot of trouble having the fig root stay in my ass. It keeps like slipping out or for whatever reason just not staying in. So, of course, there's a whole play on that. It's like, you know, oh, keep it in your ass.
Hold it in.
I love this behind-the-scenes porno stuff, documentary style. I don't know where this aired.
You're going to have to try harder, otherwise you're not
C-SPAN, maybe.
Anyway, I go to turn around.
C-SPAN after hours.
Round, and, I guess readjust or something. And all of a sudden, my asshole, like... of the fig root.
Oh shit, it got stuck up in her ass.
And I sort of realized what has just happened.
Some crazy porno blooper
and
practical
I'm like,
jokes.
Oh my goodness, I think the fig root, my ass just ate the fig root. So... We stopped the shoot for a second and try and figure out like what we're gonna do about this.
Seriously, like it ate the ginger. Like it's not coming out.
Well, then I have to get it out.
That's fine. Oh, I mean, like I feel fine right now.
I know.
I came over the hump of the like really burning, so okay. We'll get it out eventually. But someone might have to stick their hand up there and get it. Like, okay.
Then we're all reaching in, trying to like make sure we can get it out.
Filming. I'm guessing there were a few volunteers. Yeah, I'll stick my hand in there and fish it out.
Yeah, some parts just because I think it was humorous.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it right here. We're going to have to open you up. I can feel it.
I can feel it too. I can't get a grip on it. I'm like delighted.
Wow.
Did that make up for my non-test results?
Dude, this is awesome. Seriously, is this awesome? Why am I even wearing a strap on? This is fucking amazing.
This is crazy.
You know, we're getting out the pot. Just doing anything and everything. I think we tried enemas. We reached up and we could no longer feel a thing. We had no idea where it gone.
Yeah, but like, I don't even know if you can hook to around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you put something in,
right,
bear down, like, we might want to just use, I don't want to push too far.
Right.
But,
Oh, this is fascinating.
I can't feel it. Like, I don't know where it
goes. Okay.
Yeah.
So. And next thing you know, workers' comp is called, and I'm being taken to St. Francis Hospital, where I got to go through porn shoot number two of the day with...
I have nothing to add. This is just so interesting. So now she has to actually go to the hospital and have this ginger root fished out of her asshole.
With, you know, them ingesting fluids to, you know, scan my body,
sure.
All the nurses coming and sticking their fingers in my ass, and it was awesome. I got to do a lot of publicity for Kink that day as far as what exactly goes on around here. Well, long story short, I don't know where the fig root is today. Well,
they never got the fig root out?
Well, the doctor said that it was organic quality and they think it just might break down.
Mysteries of the Anus. It was a series of Time Life books a few years ago.
And that it'll come out. But I don't really know. It's a mystery.
Wow.
It's possibly still wandering through my body, or hopefully...
The ginger root could still be inside.
You know, it's come out.
Rotting away.
Up and out.
Speaking of rot, I have a black girl, I think she might be a crack whore, I don't know, sucking a black dude off, and apparently she does not like the taste of his jizz. That's him coming.
Oh, yes, baby,
goodness. Oh. Gagging now. This is round two.
No, come on, now.
That's interesting. I wonder if that's standard practice. Like, you know, you get a blowjob for a certain amount. If you want to come in the bitch's mouth, it's $10 extra. It's like a la carte blowjobs. These prostitutes are very business savvy. She wants $10.
I'm not used to this. Don't come in.
Darn.
I get sick.
Shit, I acting like it's like this motherfucking acid. Look at all that fucking...
But I know how I get sick.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get sick off that shit.
Sick of gum, yes I do.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to sell this old goddamn shit I done stole. And don't nobody want it. I don't know what to steal. What the right thing to steal?
Man, I don't know. You gotta...
What is the right thing to get out that audible stuff?
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
TNB.
Automobile store?
Yeah, the right thing to get out the right home, such as what they're buying.
I think she's asking, like, good merchandise to steal at an automobile store.
They in and out that motherfucker. In and out. I don't know.
They're like oil. But see, ain't nothing out there you can steal that you can hold except. I can't think of shit you can steal at all.
You can't think of nothing.
Not that you'd be able to
steal. They in and out of that motherfucker like a white on white. I didn't think they would turn this down because this is a big one. You know, this is cleaner and degreaser. You see what that is?
Yes,
it's I guess she stole Purple Power, concentrated industrial strength cleaner and degreaser or degreaser.
Purple Power. This is industrial strength. And this is wax.
Oh, yeah, you might be able to sell that.
Turtle wax.
Yeah.
Then right here. Okay. What about the bow valve?
I don't know. You might have to sell them for a deal. That joint one is heavy and all that shit.
Yeah, big.
I can't believe that guy stuck his dick in her mouth.
You know, I got big.
All right, there you go. I don't know what's more entertaining, listening to her gag on a cock or having her talk about all the items she stole from, AutoZone. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet members of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow's show will be extended, so you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show. Plus, Thursday's program will be exclusive, and I have a video cast on deck for you this week as well. So sign up right now. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll also get full access to the entire archive of programs, so don't forget about that. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Japan. Japan is a weird country when it comes to sex, eels and pussies, snot play, you know, scat, all that. Here's some audio of some Japanese girls tasering some naked Japanese man's balls. I love it because all the girls are like, yay, yay, fun, Hello Kitty. All right, enough. All right, the story goes like this. Public prosecutors on Monday requested the death penalty for a man on trial over the murder of a Tokyo ear cleaning salon employee. Sure, whatever. And her grandmother. The man, 42-year-old Koji Hayashi, is charged with murdering 21-year-old Miho Ijiri and her 78-year-old grandmother, Yoshi Suzuki. According to the indictment and prosecutor's opening statements in the trial, Hayashi broke into the Ijiri's home in Tokyo's Minato Ward at about 8:50 a.m. on August 3, 2009, and stabbed her grandmother at least 16 times, killing the broad. That's word for word how it was written in the news story. Killing the broad. Not really. He then allegedly used a different knife to stab Ijiri 5 to 6 times in her neck on the second floor of her home, causing her to die about a month later. Hayashi was a regular customer at the ear cleaning salon where Ijiri had worked. Public prosecutor said that Hayashi had repeatedly asked Ijiri to meet him outside the salon and stated that his motive for the attack was anger from being banned from the establishment. Either his ears were really disgusting or he caused a big scene in the ear salon. You never really hear of unruly customers at the ear cleaning salon. During his trial, Hayashi denied that he had any romantic attachments to Ijiri, but said that I was in despair after being banned and I felt like I had been driven into a corner. Go to another ear cleaning salon. I'm guessing there's a bunch of them in Japan. A ruling on the case is expected on November 1st after 4 days of deliberation. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh, this is a great one from Texas because it involves rape. Silsby High School in Texas wants their cheerleader smiling, energetic, and apparently willing to cheer for their rapist by name. R-A-P-E, stick your dick inside of me. That's forced. That's forced. All right. H.S., a Silsby student, reported being raped by Rakeem Bolton with the help of two of his friends. Well, that's nice. That's a true friend. A fellow student and athletic star. In the end, Bolton ended up getting off. In the end, Bolton ended up getting off without serving any jail time by pleading guilty to a lesser assault charge, plus spending 2 years on probation, doing community service, paying a fine, and attending anger management courses. The real problem occurred, though, when Bolton was set to be on the school's varsity basketball team, and they couldn't risk losing by barring him from playing for a silly thing like a rape charge. That could impact their chances at winning. HS fulfilled her role as a cheerleader, participating in all of the cheers for the team as a group. She refused, though, to shout the first name of the man who assaulted her when he stood up alone to make free throws. School officials apparently insisted that HS had to scream Rakim with the rest of the cheerleaders or she'd be kicked off the squad. HS's parents sued the school for violating her right to free speech, but an appeals court dismissed her case earlier this month. The bizarre reasoning was, quote, in her capacity as a cheerleader, she served as a mouthpiece through which the school... she certainly did serve as a mouthpiece, through which the school and Rakim's cock could disseminate speech, namely support for its athletic team. Not cheering for Bolton constituted substantial interference with the work of the school because as a cheerleader, she was at the basketball game for the purpose of cheering, a position she undertook voluntarily. In other words, the work of the school is basketball and HS was obligated to put on a robotic smile and cheer for the man who had assaulted her. That's how justice is served in the United States of America.
God bless America. Land of the Lord, set aside her and guide her. Her's the land of the above. Set aside her and guide her. Her's the land of the above. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you very much for that.
God bless America.
Thought we were done there.
My home, sweet home.
Nailed it. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Australia. Firefighters have rescued a kitten that was flushed down the toilet at a house in Sydney. Fire Brigade Superintendent Ian Krimmer said three fire rescue crews were sent out to a home. He said firefighters pushed a search camera down a drain pipe and found the kitten trapped in there. The kitten, surprisingly, was still alive, so the emergency crew removed the toilet, then broke through a concrete slab down to where the kitten was. A neighbor, Elizabeth Harris, said she was told... How did the kitten get down there? Who flushed it? That's what I'm interested in. A neighbor, Elizabeth Harrison, said she was told by a woman outside the house that it was her 2-year-old daughter... Oh, here we go. ...who flushed the day-and-a-half-old kitten down the bowl. I flushed my fluffy turd down the toilet, Mommy. That's a Bristol Levenge, by the way. All right, yes, it's not known how or why the kitten was flushed down the toilet, though, said Superintendent Krimmer. Fire crews responded to a 000 call for help, which I guess is like 911. It was a legitimate call, though. We always try and help with domestic pets where we can. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, right, freaks. I'm still thinking about figging. I'm sorry.
Jagoo media, darling Tim Henson. It's Lady Freak Scotia.
Hi, Scotia.
I just need to fucking rant about this old fucking bitch in a car that was in front of me. She had a brand new little sports car, but she was going so fucking slow, and anytime anyone was in the turning lane waiting to turn and we were going the opposite direction, she'd slow the fuck down, like she's scared of them turning into her.
Right.
I wish someone would fucking turn into her. Wreck her fucking car and kill her. She can't fucking drive me in front of me anymore. Fuck, I hate old fucking people so much.
Road rage line.
Hey, Timothy. Private Dick here. Just wanted to commend you on the success of your show.
Oh, wait, who are you?
Hey, Timothy. Private Dick here. Okay. Just wanted to commend you on the success of your show. It's really pretty amazing. You come from those young podcasting days to now, and you have quite the army of
freaks.
And
yes.
God knows what else you had out there. I did have a question quick. I wanted to know, do you have a rough number of people that listen to the show? Are you able to see that on your side when you're publishing these podcasts?
I used to be consumed with how many people actually listen to the show. It was like 20,000 or whatever at some point, but I don't really pay that close attention anymore.
Drivers you have? I'm curious to know that.
because, you know.
I think it's really...
I sort of go by, you know, my Sideshow membership, you know, like each month, how much I'm making.
You can actually pay bills by not having a quote-unquote...
Yeah, squeaking by, I guess.
Real job. You can eat shitty food and pay your rent and...
Yeah, I mean, look,
so,
I'm not
have
rich.
Time for whatever gaming console you abuse these days, so... Thanks again.
I'd love to have some more subscribers to the Sideshow. I'm getting sick of ramen noodles.
Tim, I'm drunk as fuck right now.
Oh.
Oh, shit, I dropped my phone. I love your show, man. Keep it up, bro. You're amazing.
Well,
I love your show. I listen to it every day.
You're the best.
Keep it real, dog.
I try to. There's one thing you should know about me.
The man.
I try to keep it real. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hey, Miss Chippy. I'm driving home from Michigan, and I just wanted to tell you about some sodas that I saw in Northern Ohio and Michigan. First is Lime Crush.
Yes, Lime Crush is new. I believe when I was in Canada, I tried Lime Crush, or I have Lime Crush here. So it was available in Canada for a while, but now it's available in the U.S.
You know, normally you can only get Orange Crush. And that was at a Speedway or some other convenience store. The second one...
I think everywhere is going to be getting Lime Crush.
...was Citrus Sunkist, which was in a vending machine at some rest stop on the way up on the 75. Also, I'm sure you've seen the Democracy flavor that they chose.
The white
one. I never got a chance to taste that one because I'm really terrified of any, like, white sodas. From your cucumber Pepsi video.
yeah.
I don't really trust anything that unnatural.
That wasn't white. That was just clear. Really disgusting, though. If you're Sideshow members, you can click on the video page and you can watch my reaction as I taste Pepsi Ice Cucumber for the first time. Back in, that was like 2007. Wow. Actually, next month, or this month, November. No, wait, next month. Where are we at? What day is it? November 20-something, I think, is or 18th, maybe, is the 4th anniversary of the Sideshow starting up.
Hey, Tim, it's 8 Second Jay, and I'm listening to your 10-14 show, and you had requested that guys, while they're having sex with their girlfriend, do something strange while they're having sex with them, and
right.
Actually, that's been a...
A theme?
What's the word
for
I'm
you?
Looking for here? Like a bizarre sex term that I've been thinking of for a long time called the distorted view or the DV, where, like, when you're coming with a girl, like, you're having sex with her and you're about reaching, you know, coming,
climax.
And you're like, oh God, oh God, oh God, as in, I'm a very polite vampire.
Oh,
or
I see.
You just say something just really. Really
so when you're coming, like, oh, God, oh, God, is it? I'm a very polite man. Not bad. That's a good sex term. Try it out, freaks.
Hello, Tim Henson. This is the Internet. I've been looking at your browser history. It's really erratic. I know that you're on a show where you say disgusting things, but, I mean, come on. About 99% of the stuff that's in your browser history isn't on the show. Come on, have some decency.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Also,
gotta clear that cache.
Try to some stuff.
Hey,
about
why don't you try to speak on a phone that works?
Because in your actual soda blog.
Yes, I've completely forgot about Fizzled Out, my soda blog.
Jigger to Timmy, Sideshow Freak, Dr. Barry Badtouch, freelance pediatric gynecologist calling in. I'm calling on October 15th, but this call probably won't air until around the 23rd or so.
Ooh, close.
That being the point, your calls are about a week behind.
I think it's time
to do a voicemail show to get caught up.
I think you're right. We might have to do a voicemail show. I don't know if you guys have ever heard a voicemail show, but basically it's pretty self-explanatory. Just play like 30 or 40 voicemail calls and that's that.
Hello, Timmy Boo, Lesbian Sex Henson. This is Lifetime member, Seabound Atheist. I just got done listening to your Sideshow exclusive October 14th program. And normally I have kind of an iron stomach, except for when it comes to one thing, and that is blood. And you playing that clip of Spider and the blood play with his girlfriend, just imagining her cutting herself and him just...
Too much for you.
Nearly had me throwing up. Congratulations to you and the spider for nearly breaking my iron stomach.
Yes.
That was, like, not to mention everything else that was just happening in that show. That girl going through her trash can, bloody tampon, and the old man... Yo, fucking girl.
I love the pen that she shoved up her shitty asshole after she took a dump.
The beginning with you having some scat phone sex with that grandma. Congratulations, sir. That was disgusting, and keep it up.
No, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Sign up for the Sideshow right now, and I will be back tomorrow with a big Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye! Baby, you're so
talking to you, you redneck faggot.